Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If somebody's troubled, you might say, "Oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
give up."
Okay, or don't what about it?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. And if somebody's getting old, their joints are stiff and aching, you might say they got a touch of
arthritis or rheumatism.
Okay. There was a disease that children used to die of, and they don't anymore because they have a shot for it. And it's a real bad sore throat. They get blisters on the inside of the throat, and the children used to choke in the middle of the night.
What is that? Diphtheria?
Okay. And let me see. I can't remember. I think you may have mentioned this one a minute ago. I can't remember. If your skin, your eyeballs turn yellow, you call that what?
Not malaria.
Everything just comes really yellow, you know, on your fingernails. Something goes wrong with your kidneys.
Kidneys, liver. It's not typhoid fever. It's not malaria. Hepatitis? Is it hepatitis?
Okay. Is there another word for hepatitis? That's the same disease. I just wonder if there's another name for it.
No, I can't think of another name.
Okay. If you have a bad, sharp pain in your lower right abdomen and you had to go and have an operation, you probably had...
Appendix attack.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess you said lower.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess that's why your appendix on the right end.
That's what it said in the first aid book when I said first aid.
Oh.
When I was a counselor at camp, I had a camper and we'd been teaching them first aid, and I woke up one morning and she was just green and she said, "Oh, I have a sharp pain in my lower right abdomen."
Mm-hmm.
And she did. We rushed to the doctor and she had appendicitis.
Well, you know, I like this here, like you asking those questions like that, you know, I like to find people that, you know, they used to have them in these books, and they used to call them and ask me those questions, you know.
Yeah.
And then they would check over in the back to see how many I got right, you know.
Yeah. This is fun. This stuff like diphtheria and all that. A lot of people really haven't heard of much anymore.
Because
I know I hadn't much except when I had to get a shot, because you had to get a shot before you get to school. But I don't know, people used to die of it all the time.
You take like pneumonia right now. I mean, you can get down with a case of pneumonia, and you can go to the doctor, and he give you a shot, and you'll be up and back at work in 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it used to be in time when you got pneumonia, that was a ball game, Jim.
I mean,
you talking about kick the bucket, you were gone.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like now, pneumonia don't mean nothing.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. You can walk around with it and don't even know you got it and live longer now than you could then, and you knew you had it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard of people walking around with it, not knowing it.
Yeah, what they call it, walking pneumonia.
If you eat or drink something that doesn't agree with you and it comes back up, you say you...
Threw up.
What?
Threw up.
Okay, anything else?
Vomit.
Okay, which of those is the most polite?
Vomit, I believe, is the most polite.
Okay.
And of course, now you're trying to find some people... I don't know if it's an older head, they use the word puke.
Yeah?
Oh, God, I don't like to hear that.
Is that real crude, or?
Yeah, that's kind of real crude. I mean, weird, you know.
That makes my stomach so
feel
me
that way.
Yeah, me too.
Vomit. Well, then, I mean, you can stomach that, but that puke.
Yeah, that's bad. What are some others like that?
Huh?
What are some others like puke?
I can't think of no more, but that's the worst one I can think of.
Okay.